Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the biggest YouTube thumbnail mistakes that creators make, especially as we look ahead to 2026. I can't wait to hear what you've got for us at. Oh, there are some real game changers here. So, let's kick things off. A lot of creators think they can just grab a random frozen frame from their video for their thumbnail. You know, just hit upload and call it a day. Wait, so what you're saying is that just using any random image isn't enough? Exactly. It's like using a broken sign for your store. If the front door doesn't look inviting, no one's coming inside. Oh wow, that makes total sense. Thumbnails are like the first impression for your videos. For sure. And one common mistake I see is skipping custom designs. Many casual users just let the platform auto-generate a thumbnail after they finish editing, but that can really tank their view counts. Interesting. So how much of a difference does a custom design actually make? Well, it's measurable. Custom designs can boost click-through rates by about 60 to 70% compared to auto-generated ones. Just taking an extra 10 minutes to create something eye-catching can change everything. That's a huge improvement. What's next on the list? The second mistake is ignoring emotional expression. Thumbnails that feature strong emotions can actually increase your click-through rates by 20 to 30%. Really? So like those big reaction faces we often see are still working? Exactly. People thought we'd move past that by now, but the data shows faces still win big. It's all about connecting with your audience on that emotional level. That's such a great tip. What about the text on thumbnails? I've seen some that look super crowded. Ah, that's mistake number three, overcrowding with text. With over 60% of YouTube views happening on mobile, if you cram in five or more words, no one can read it. It just turns into visual noise. So what's the rule of thumb for text? Keep it under 5 words maximum. And minimalism is in. A finance channel I know switched to a design with just 2 or 3 words, and their click-through rate jumped from 2.8% to 7.2% just by simplifying. Wow, that's an incredible jump. So less really is more in this case. Exactly. And here's a pro tip. Never repeat the exact video title in your thumbnail text. Use it to create curiosity instead. That's clever. I never thought of it that way. What about font choices? Are there any do's and don'ts? Absolutely. You want thick, bold letters that stand out against the background. Thin, fancy fonts disappear on mobile screens. Personally, I stick with basic block fonts. They're reliable and keep everything readable. Good to know. And I imagine testing those thumbnails is just as important. You're spot on. The fourth mistake is skipping. A/B testing entirely. Many creators think their design is perfect, but their audience might not agree. Top creators often achieve a 5 to 10% click-through rate because they test everything systematically. How do you even set up those tests? Great question. You need a system for testing. Professional creators spend about 15 to 45 minutes on a single thumbnail, but with modern templates, you can cut that down to just 5 to 10 minutes. This gives you time to create multiple versions. That's so efficient, right? And now let's talk about aspect ratios. The seventh mistake is ignoring multiple formats. YouTube is not just widescreen anymore. You also have vertical, shorts, and square podcast formats. Oh man, that sounds like a lot of extra work to keep everything looking good. It can be, but you need to design with safe zones in mind. Keep your main subject in the center so the image works across different shapes. Smart? And what's the last mistake you see creators make? The sixth mistake is ignoring geographic preferences. Research shows that U.S. audiences prefer darker, saturated images, while Chinese audiences lean towards lighter, symmetrical designs. Jordan, that's fascinating. So if you have a global audience, you've got to balance all these different styles. Exactly, and always zoom out your canvas to about 10% before saving your final file. If you can't read the text at that tiny size, mobile users will just scroll past it. Wow, these tips are really eye-opening. So what's the takeaway for creators looking to up their thumbnail game? Start with one mistake at a time. upgrade your resolution, improve emotional expressions, and simplify your text layout. You'll build a solid thumbnail strategy that draws in real views. I love it. Thanks for breaking all that down, Alex. No problem. It's been great sharing these insights. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.